The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District needs to let teachers know by the end of May if the district can hire them back for the following year. Assistant Superintendent Dave Jones said in a Facebook Live presentation that when those deadlines passed last year, the school district didn't know how much staff they could afford.
Last year is kind of where we don't want to be, is when the legislature didn't pass a budget till late June. We had, as a district, a number of positions that were unfilled, and we had to wait until July to fill those positions.
KPBSD held off on filing 30 teaching positions, and the school district estimates it lost at least 5 qualified teachers due to the uncertainty.
Sooner that we know what our funding is going to be for the coming school year, the sooner we can retain or give contracts to the teachers that are currently in our district. And then we can go out, if people retire, we'll be able to go out and fill our open positions. So the sooner we can do that, the better.
2 bills in the House and Senate would help solve that problem, requiring legislators to pass education funding before other parts of the budget. House Bill 287 would apply only to this session. It proposes flat funding for the 2018 to 2019 school year, which Governor Bill Walker has also called for.
And that requires a 3-quarter vote to be able to access that money.
Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Sean Dusick is eager for the bills to pass. The other education funding bill, Senate Bill 131, wouldn't change anything this year, but is similar to its counterpart in the House in that it asks lawmakers to pass education funding early next year and would apply indefinitely. Again, Dusick.
Really, there's no mechanism in place that, what if they don't make it by April 1st? You know, what if they don't decide on the budget? What happens? It's a start.
Both bills have vocal support from the public. Here is Homer resident and retired high school teacher Alex Copland testifying on the Senate bill in January.
It is your responsibility, and the citizens too, to help let schools know what you are willing to contribute instead of waiting to the 11th hour to tell them.
But even if a bill securing early funding does pass, there are still other financial concerns. The school district is looking at an about $3 million deficit. The district says one of the main drivers of debt was health care costs. And this financial strain has required the district to make cuts. Assistant Superintendent Jones explains on Facebook Live.
13 fewer positions at the district office than there were 4 years ago. Last year, one of the items that came up was we could look at custodial costs in the buildings. Following that, we reduced 7 custodial positions.
Right now, the school district is having conversations about what to do with the deficit this year and how we'll try to keep those cuts from the classroom.
We have a $3.3 million deficit. The board's committed to use 1.3. That means we're looking at how are we going to deal with $2 million.
That $1.3 million he's referring to, that comes from the general savings account. Jones will be conducting budget forums across the district to discuss the deficit. He will be at Homer High School on Tuesday, February 20th. In March, the school district plans to give the board recommendations on any reductions, and in April, the board will pass a budget. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.